Chapter 32. She knew there was no mistake. Sean had taken that woman in such a casually blatant manner, in their own bedroom, almost before her eyes, that his rejection of her could hardly have been more final, as if he had slapped her face and thrown her into the street. Weakened by fever, depressed by the loss of her child, and the phase of her cycle, she had not the resilience to fight against it. She had loved him, but she had proved insufficient for him. She could not stay with him. The stubborn pride of her race would not allow it. There was only one alternative. Timidly she bent over him, and as she kissed him she smelt the warm man-smell of his body, and felt his beard brush her cheek. Her determination wavered. She wanted to throw herself across his chest, lock her arms around his neck and plead with him. She wanted to ask for another chance. If he could tell her how she had failed him, she would try to change. If only he could show her what she had done wrong. Perhaps if they went back into the bush again. She dragged herself away from his bed. She pressed her knuckles hard against her lips. It was no use. He had decided, and even if she begged him to take her back, there would always be this thing between them. She had lived in a castle, and she would not change it now for a mud hut. Driven by the trek whip of her pride, she moved quickly across to the wardrobe. She put on a coat and buttoned it. It reached to her ankles and covered her nightdress. She spread the green shawl over her head, winding the loose end around her throat. Once more she looked across at Sean. He slept with his big body sprawled and the frown still on his face. In the sitting room she stopped beside the writing desk. Her Bible lay where she'd left it. She opened the front cover, dipped the pen, and wrote. She closed the book and went to the door. There she hesitated once more and looked back at Dirk's bedroom. She couldn't trust herself to see him again. She lifted an end of the shawl to cover her mouth. Then she went out into the passage and closed the door softly behind her.